MTV Cast.
I crossed the river, and I didn't get my little butt wet. This is Jerry Kennard. Just crossed over the Wakaiba Springs. I remember living down here and always seeing caimans and gators in that water. Didn't want to tell Steve that I was with that was the case until we crossed the river. The water crossing was not bad once we found it. The 10 miles leading up to the water crossing was a bitch. So, shoes were definitely wet. Bike was definitely wet before we got to the water crossing. So, that did not strip down except for taking off our shirts. So, all right, guys. Talk to you next time.
This is Andre, Hurricane 2019. Just crossed Rock Springs. Went pretty well for a midnight trip. Didn't even get my navel wet. Like I said, I was planning on being through here by midnight. Made it. Met some great other riders on the trail. And I must say, we all should be very thankful for Carlos for these great rides. I would always recommend the section of trails north of Rock Springs, the Midnight Cruise. That's definitely worth every penny of our entry fee. Good luck for the riders, the anti-clockers that's still coming through here. Don't bother planning for the daytime. You'll get the full experience a lot better at night. Best of all luck to all the other riders. Thank you.
Good morning, it's Willem calling from Sun Creek Brewing, checkpoint 3 for hurricane number 9. Really foggy out, makes everything soaking wet, so it's getting a little chilly, but had a good night and looking forward to the sun coming up. Bye.
Good morning, this is Graham Skardon calling in from Sun Creek Brewery in Claremont, Florida. Had a long night coming through the green swamp and the attached parks that are all make up that area, and finally made it to the 7-Eleven where I was able to get some water and get refueled. But when I left there, I was still pretty tired. So riding into Claremont, I saw a sign for looked like a lakeside nature preserve with a picnic table on the sign is one of the things that were inside that park. And so I went on in there, and thankfully there was a restroom and a picnic table where I used both items and took care of what I needed to take care of. Got 20 minutes of sleep, and now I'm back on the bike and I'm feeling good. I've been seeing the clockwise riders as they go by, and the counterclockwise group has probably stabilized for now, as I have not seen the guys in front of me all day, save for when I ran into Shea Lindner earlier by like 9 p.m. yesterday. And but I haven't seen any of the folks behind me since when we went into Croom, and then I ran into a few other people that had started early, and I haven't seen them since the next gas station stop. So anyhow, that's the word, and this is long enough. I'm going to get going. All right, thanks. Peace.
Hey, this is Luke Nelson. Just crossed the river crossing. It's 11:52 p.m., and we're moving along good. So thanks. See ya.
Hey, it's Steven Kunsek, checking in from Sun Creek Brewery. It's like 7:04. Really looking forward to seeing the sun.
Joe Wharton calling in on the hurricane at checkpoint 2, brewing station. About 194 miles around, going counterclockwise. And I'll tell you what, the track between about 120 and 130 range was probably one of the hardest sections I've ever had to deal with. It was wish I had some snowshoes and maybe a raft to get through that section. It was brutal. I'd say 1 out of 10, it was a 20. But it's all good. It's all good and fun. And I'll see you guys at the next checkpoint.
This is Juan Marrufo. I just crossed the river. Just to let you know, talk to you. Bye.
Hi, this is Greg. 3:30 in the morning. I'm at Sun Creek Brewery. Of course, nobody's here, unfortunately. Would love to have a beer. Must admit. And I think I deserve one. But all things aside, things are going well. I feel okay. I'm starting to get a little bit tired, which would be expected. But something kind of funny happened when I was, about 10 miles out of Claremont. I was riding along, and a car full of teenagers tried to buzz me, just about hitting me. They weren't paying attention, went through a stop sign, and collided into a tree. So, that's what you get for trying to buzz a bike packer. The karma gods come and get you. Anyhow, they were fine. They backed out and sped off. So, I don't know. Anyhow, kids these days. All right, everybody, I hope you're sleeping well. I'm not. I got to get moving because I would like to sleep at some point here. So, everybody, have a great night, morning, whatever it is, and I'll call you later. Bye.
Hey there, this is RJ and Corey on the Hurricane 300. We're just passing the brewery. That is it. That is all. And good night.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is Peter calling in from Sun Creek Brewery in Claremont. 12:49 now. Feeling pretty good. Weather's perfect. Seemed like a lot of guys I was riding with were planning on stopping and getting sandwiches at Lake Lindsay, so I kind of just rolled on, got some water, rolled on, and to ride my own pace and kind of take it easy. Don't really know if they jumped me anywhere else or really where I am. I passed one person going clockwise, maybe 15 minutes ago. And Carlos, you sick, single track, you. That southernmost little loop, I guess it's Colt Creek Park or something like that. It was so wet and slow, I feel like it took me an hour to do, a mile or two. It was just very slow going. Yep, gonna keep on going and don't feel tired right now, but we'll see how that goes and see how far I get. Bye.
Hey, this is Abato Loco, Alberto Vallejo, llamando de Waukiva Springs Crossing. Crucé la frontera, Rio Grande, Waukiva. Ahí lo vemos. Chao. Bye.
Oh, holy hell. This is Dave Holt checking in at Sun Creek Brewery at 5:30 in the morning. Man, Green Swamp is a mess. No fun. Happy to be out.
Hi, this is Gunnar Kranerberg reporting at mile 143. It is now 5 o'clock. We are sitting on some park bench right now, just collecting our thoughts real quick before we go into the Lake Apaka, Lake Northside. Pretty much, yeah, we got to the river crossing, I think, around 12 or 1 o'clock, and we pretty much got through there safe, hit a lot of the mud, and then now we just went through that one town, pretty much going into now Lake Apaka. We're right on our time that we wanted, so we're definitely moving along. But yeah, we're having fun, just getting some rest, like it seems like everybody else is as well. As far as so, I hope everybody else is safe right now. But yeah, report back probably at segment 4 or 5.
Hey, MVP cast, Stephen Kunsek checking in with Jerry across the river. We're keeping going. All right.
Hey, what's up, MTV cast? Just rolled into Sun Creek Brewery. Yeah, this is Stephen McCown. It's 5:30 in the morning. The section of the swamp was a life experience. So good luck to those that are going through that area today. It's pretty brutal. So just keep on trudging forward, and you'll get through it eventually. So feeling good. I'm going to keep cranking, and so I'll be up here in about an hour and a half. So stoked to see the sun, and hopefully that'll re-energize me. Feeling pretty good so far, but could use a boost. So time to get back to pedaling.
Hey, it's Peter calling in from the Rock Springs River Crossing. It's 6:12, so it's still not light out, but I actually found the trail after the crossing for the first time. Carlos was right. If you take the right route, it's barely over your knee. Doesn't get it at all. Forgot to mention, in Colt Creek Springs, I saw full-sized big cat. It must have been a panther or something. That's pretty cool. Other than that, lots of possums in Lake Apopka and a few small alligators. All right, talk to you later.
Hey, this is Cyclone Sasquatch. We ended up getting, I think, 98 miles in today. Rode through the rain towards the end there quite a bit. Sloppy mess going through some of them technical areas. But we're in a day's end somewhere off the trail, and just a good day, and we're going to get up early and start back at it tomorrow. Thanks for all your support, and have a good night.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. We're standing outside of Sun Creek Brewery. And hey, just so you all know, I didn't drown in Wekiva Springs. And I didn't camp overnight at Wekiva Springs, even though my tracker says Wekiva Springs. Funny thing is, I guess I dropped my tracker at Wekiva Springs. So if anybody does happen to see an orange spot tracker, it's probably as you're coming out of the water, there's a tree on the left-hand side. I betcha, that's where it is. And I've got $20 for whoever brings it into me. That's my own personal one, not a rental. So would love to get that back in. Hey, that was the first time for me in the Florida Pyrenees. All the peeps that came up from South Florida, I know why you do it. God, what a great workout that was. We took a 20-minute nap right before then, and that was just perfect. We were primed, and I felt like I nailed those. I'm still riding with Steve K, and having a great day so far. So going to keep moving along here. We'll talk to you at the next one. Bye.
That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.